quite promising. Advanced bookings are widely reported to be up by hoteliers and by our theme parks. AAA reported that Memorial Day was much stronger than they expected. So all the signs are pointing in the right direction.
And I know that Memorial Day is traditionally seen as a pretty good indicator of how the summer season will be. But, you know, Hank, we've had quite a lot of negative economic news lately, including a disappointing jobs report last week. Consumer confidence is reportedly slipping again. Isn't there some fear in the industry that the still sluggish economy will, you know, put the brakes on the recovery of the hospitality industry?
Certainly possible, Tom. But the fact of the matter is that the economy is growing at about a 2% pace. We'd like it to be much stronger. Yeah, job creation was disappointing over the last 3 months, but still it's been positive every single month. So there's enough forward momentum to support tourism.
What are my concerns over the European situation, the recession and the debt crisis? Might that affect our tourist season?
No doubt it will affect our tourist season, but the effects will be relatively small. The volume of European travelers to us during the summer is about 5 or 6% of our total volume. We're not going to lose all of it. We'll lose some. The financial downturn will also cause some people to not want to travel, but it's unlikely that those kind of changes will offset the economic momentum that we have going forward.
Of course, gasoline prices have fallen quite a bit recently, both here in Florida and across the country. That has to help, at least for in-state visitors and other domestic tourists.
Yeah, gas prices are down significantly. It does help some. It typically doesn't affect the volume of tourists, but it does affect how much they can spend because they spent less on gasoline getting here. And so that generally is a boost.
At the same time, airfares are up considerably. Does that kind of balance out the cheaper gasoline prices?
Well, it has some countervailing effect, but most of the tourists who come during the summer do arrive by car, and the airfares haven't gone up as much as the gasoline prices have come down. So I think overall, the energy price situation has been a big positive.
Now, Universal's Harry Potter continues to be a big draw. Universal recently reported attendance up last year by nearly 30%. What are the other attractions doing to bring visitors through their turnstiles?
Well, a number of things. First, they have to advertise really strongly to offset the Harry Potter effect, and so we get a whole increase in promotion. Secondly, there are a number of new attractions that have opened. Importantly, SeaWorld has brought its successful Turtle Trek exhibit from San Diego. They're going to replicate that here. Disney's expanded Fantasyland. Legoland is new to the marketplace. It's first summer. So all those things tend to cause our volume of visitors to rise. That's always been true historically, certainly going to be true this year.
You know, when Legoland opened, we talked at that time about whether families with kids would actually make a package of it and visit Disney or some of the other Orlando parks and then make the trip all the way out to Polk County to visit Legoland. From what you can tell, does that seem to be happening?
It sure does. They report very strong spring, so I would assume that's going to follow through into the summer. And it's similar to the opening of another large attraction here in the metropolitan area. And whenever we've had that in the past, like Harry Potter or Animal Kingdom, we've had a big rise in volume of visitors. So I think that it will stimulate visitor volume as well.
So if we do, as the early signs seem to indicate, have a good, strong summer tourist season, that'll obviously be good for the attractions and for the nearby hotels and restaurants and shops and cafes. Could you talk a little bit about how that spills over, though, and impacts the rest of Central Florida's economy, Hank?
Well, it's the biggest employment sector here, Tom, and it has cascading effects throughout the whole area's economy. It tends to stimulate more business meetings and more conventions as well when we have an upsurge in tourism.